It's hard to stray too far from the Oval Office this morning, and yesterday US President Donald Trump said he hoped he could visit the family-owned golf resort in Doonbeg in County Clare as president. Mr Trump visited Doonbeg in 2019 during his first term. So would the people of Doonbeg welcome the 47th US president once again? Our reporter Peter O'Connell visited Tubridy's Bar in the village last night, and he began by speaking to proprietor Tommy Tubridy.
It's been great, fast forward 4 years since he was here before. To be great to see him back again, to be great for Doonbeg and for Shannon Airport in County Clare and for tourism in Ireland. And it was great the way the Taoiseach spoke about Doonbeg, the great facilities we have here in Doonbeg, and say the media coverage we would get all over the world, it would be fantastic, and please God it will happen.
He has a huge investment here. It's a very successful investment. They've put money into it. They want to put more money into it. There's about approximately 250 people that work in that place during the summer. I don't necessarily agree with his politics or his policies or anything like that. He's not my president. I didn't get to vote for him, but certainly I think he's, we can't discern who we want in the country, don't want in the country, and he's more than welcome to come here.
Come on along, no problem. He has good time for the village. He's always supported the village. His two sons actually really run on the place, but they all work together, and they have a good time for the Irish, you know. My mother comes from here, but I came from Detroit originally.
And how long are you here?
25 years.
So you're a Doonbeg man now?
Yeah, maybe. Possibly.
That's Peter O'Connell in Doonbeg last night. And in the White House, Taoiseach Micheál Martin praised President Trump for the investment his family has made in Doonbeg Resort and passed on the appreciation of local Fianna Fáil councillor Rita McInerney.
Just say, President, you have the distinction of being, I think, the only president that has physically invested in Ireland.
That's through your Doonbeg. And it's been a good investment.
And it's
too.
A stunning landscape.
Yeah. Your people
have restored it very well. Yeah. And our people are going to continue to work with you on that piece to do it all sort of effectively and so on.
They've had a great relationship.
But it is great. And the local people, my local councillor, Rita McInerney, texted me last week to say, tell President Trump to thank his family for the way they've worked with the local community and for the work that they've done.
Councillor Rita McInerney, did you ever think you'd be name-checked in the Oval Office?
I certainly didn't, Mary, no. Certainly didn't.
What was your reaction? I'm sure your phone was hopping.
It certainly was. I suppose I was here doing some council work, and my father and brother were watching it downstairs. They quickly let me know what was going on. So yeah, it was a bit of a surprise, all right. But I suppose in some ways, you know, that relationship between the world is very small, and I suppose that Irish relationship with the US is very, very strong. And I suppose the fact that, you know, I am a Fianna Fáil councillor, I know Micheál Martin very well for a number of years, and I suppose with the relationship with Trump International and the Trump family here in Doonbeg, there's that synergy and that there's that connection. And obviously, you know, there's a huge even County Clare at a wider scale, there's huge opportunity. I mean, we have, you know, we've Shannon Airport, and we have many multinationals from the US invested in the county.
Indeed you have. You have skin in the game, as they say. Have you met him and his family?
Yes, we would have met them over the years. You know, they're here 10 years now, and we would have met, as it was referenced, Donald Trump's sons, Eric and Don Jr. Eric in particular would be the point of contact, I suppose, and would come quite regularly. And when they're here, they do come down. They make a point of coming down to the village and meeting the locals, certainly. And when Donald Trump was here as in 23, we would have met them as part of the concerns over the coastal erosion at Duckmore. So that would have been the primary reason. He wasn't president at the time, would have been primary reason for our meeting with him as a local community.
And isn't it interesting, Rita, that President Trump, he never lays blame in relation to planning or delays or anything like that at the county council's door or at national government's door. He always has a go at the European Union.
It certainly is. I suppose it's also to do with planning laws and the fact that, that objections can come from all over the world to any project in Ireland. And they certainly did when Trump International looked for coastal protection, which was not just to protect their own property, but to all of our properties in the area in terms of farming and households and the dune structure themselves. Mm. But I suppose there are a lot of regulations that come with being part of the EU, and many of them rightly so in terms of environmental protection. But we need to work with that and find solutions around that as well. And we have such opportunities here in West Clare, particularly with offshore wind and renewable energy and energy security. And that is something that the US are very concerned
about.
Just
finally, Rita, would you and Clare County Council be extending another invite to Donald Trump as president to visit County Clare?
Well, he visited as president in his own regard. I mean, he has a property here, and he used it as a base. He visited Paris at the time as well. He doesn't need an invitation to come to his own property. And you know, we have a great relationship with Trump International here. They're part of our business community, and we work very well with them.
Rita McInerney, Councillor Rita McInerney, thank you very much.